This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Wait a minute, what? Hold on. The front office in Dallas, the ownership, they get some kind of redemption arc on this whole season? No way. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I am outraged. Not about the Mavs fans, Pearl. Mavs fans deserve this. Don't get me wrong. You know, Luka gets traded away. They get a basically not as nearly what they should have gotten in return. So whether you think Luka's some sort of fat slob who's going to be on the couch smoking a hookah the rest of his life or not, they did not get a big enough return for someone of his caliber. So any way you slice it, that trade was a disaster. For the front office, Nico Harrison and this ownership group, everyone who signed off on that trade to now get a kick save and a beauty with Cooper Flagg likely going to Dallas to be the savior, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel fair. And that's why many people yesterday were speculating, oh, it feels like this whole thing is fixed.
Well, yeah, except that based on recent history, Nico Harrison is an idiot and he will screw this up anyway.
Well, that's also not too good for Mavs fans.
Well, you pull back, it's forget Mavs fans. Look at the league. Like, you are saying that this is a, you know, a redemption arc. They still have Anthony Davis. Dude gets hurt every single year. And they're about to pay Kyrie a max, which will probably be the most ill-advised max in...
He's literally hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to work out terribly. So who is Cooper Flagg really going to be playing with in 2 years in Dallas? So this redemption arc, let's not get too excited for Nico Harrison. Like, they, and then they're in the West, not to mention, like, they don't exactly cordon off the streets in Dallas for a parade yet just because you have Cooper Flagg. I was just thinking about Cooper Flagg's going to be alone in 2 years.
Okay, but here, if they mess it up, then that's doubly bad on them.
They already messed it up. They brought in Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving.
I get it, but if they, you get a second chance, right? Yeah. Like, Nico Harrison, I think we believed was going to end up getting fired very, very soon. He'd have to go back to Nike or wherever he came from or whatever. But the fact you get this second chance, and if they blow it again, I mean, that's just going to make Mavs fans feel even worse. But I don't know if that's even possible, because if Cooper Flagg ends up being what we think, which is he's 18 years old, he's a phenom, and he plays both ways. Like, he's kind of, he's everything you would want, at least on paper, and a great college freshman season. You know, how badly can you actually mess this up? Because you want to know what? Other people are going to want to play with him. Dallas becomes a destination. Even if Anthony Davis and Kyrie long pass them. Again, he's 18. Anthony Davis is in his 30s. Kyrie's in his 30s. This is now runway for the next 15 years if, you know, Dallas plays this right.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're giving a lot of credit. You already have people wanting to play with Cooper Flagg. Dude's 18, and it was just a Duke. I like your enthusiasm here, but that's a stretch. I just think that it's funny that this will probably not result in a championship with those three. And everyone today thinks, oh, my God, they got, you know, the names are big. Cooper Flagg, Kyrie Irving, and Anthony Davis. But just knowing Dallas, this will get messed up. That was my actual initial reaction. I'm like, oh, this is great for Dallas, but they'll probably screw it up.
Oh, man. I mean, don't do that to the Mavs fans this morning. Here's my other part. listen, you want to be responsible when you have a national platform like the one we have. You know, we joked around yesterday about draft lottery conspiracy theories, and we all put where we thought Cooper Flagg was going to go, like who was going to win the lottery. And now here comes Dallas with a 1.8% chance to win this lottery, okay? The fact is they did tank the end of the season. Kyrie and Anthony Davis, Davis came back at one point, but Kyrie got hurt, and they were like, this is not worth it. They would have been a playoff team had those guys been healthy. But I'm sorry, and I do want to be responsible here, because you realize when you say that you think the draft is rigged, you are accusing people of some really heinous crimes, okay? Like, I don't want to lose sight of that. I just don't know how you look at, A, the history of the draft, and B, the multiple theories for why this would be, you know, advantageous to the league and other people. Yeah. And not think something fishy happened. And I'm not saying the Mavericks fans have to apologize for this. Cavs fans didn't have to apologize for LeBron James, who was living down the street, who was the next generational talent. They didn't have to apologize for him conveniently going to the Cavs. I don't think the New York Knicks fans had to apologize for Patrick Ewing magically landing in New York and saving that franchise. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to apologize for this stuff, Pearl, but how do you look at this? And I know you do. You think all this is hogwash. How do you look at it and not think something fishy's going on here?
Well, I mean, I just, all the NBA reporters that I trust throughout the year all were very clear last night. They're like, this thing is not rigged. And also, I watched it. The couple, none of the logic holds up on any of these conspiracy theories if you actually play them out. Let's start with, how do they actually do it? Like, they're ping pong balls. I don't understand. How does the NBA, are they, is it David Blaine? How are they making these, like, act, that part is it? But every, let's go through some of the popular conspiracy theories, because none of them make sense to me. Some of the stuff we were texting last night, I'm like, there was one where I'm like, well, this is just ridiculous. We're fitting, EJ said, oh, okay, they get a non-European white star finally in Dallas. Like, they had a European star for 20 years, and it was great in Dallas. Like, this,
well,
is
trying to replicate that, not European. I mean, they had,
well,
that
they had
hookup.
EJ was like, a non-European be nice. Like, of course, that's a city that fully embraces a European star. What do they care if it's European or
well,
not?
Well, and they did, and the front office traded him away. And well, then, I'm just and saying, then like, the GM said, I didn't realize the connective tissue that he had with the fans. Mm-hmm. Like, you sounded like an absolute dope when he did that.
Right, but all the things. So like, I just think one of the popular ones is that they were rewarding the Mavs for giving Luka to the Lakers. So that means that they had called Nico. Somebody in the league office had called Nico before the trade happened and said, if you send this guy to LA, we're going to give you the draft pick. Like, do you actually think logistically that call is going to happen? That's insane.
So I'm not throwing anything out because, again, if I believe that Patrick Ewing, there was a frozen envelope, and if I believe the Cavaliers got LeBron James and that wasn't an accident, then I've got to believe anything could be possible. And I realize in real life, this is a slippery slope. I'm not trying to get into the moon landing and JFK assassination. Let's just talk about sports, okay? If you believe one thing, you got to believe that the league's capable of almost anything. And I think the thing why people believe that type of theory is not that Nico Harrison got called, but that this happens at the ownership level. And I do think that you can keep this to a pretty tight-knit group. And I think that David Stern, who is known as, may he rest in peace, one of the great commissioners that we've had in sports for how he grew the NBA and the way he did, took advantage of the international aspect of it and all that. He ruled like a tyrant. I would say that to his face. I worked at the NBA. He intimidated people so that they would not, you know, cross him. And I think that even though Adam Silver is not that same guy, I do think there's still a little of that left. I do think there is a, hey, this is good for everybody. And I think you can get things done at an ownership level where you don't have to involve 100 people. You don't have to involve 50. I think that a conspiracy means three, right? Three people have to know. Isn't that, I think that's the legal definition of conspiracy, not just two. I think it's got to be three. I think you can get something like this done with three people knowing.
So you're saying it was the owner, not Nico Harrison, who traded for a guy that Nico Harrison's loved his whole life, and Anthony Davis?
I think that if you believe this, and this, you're right, this was the prevailing theory that was online last night. Which is
an accurate place to live.
Which now we're bringing on to national radio and all of our amazing affiliates. Good morning. We're obsessed with you. I think that it's interesting to say, all right, LA needs a star. LeBron's winding down. Luka could be that guy. And then here you go. Here's a little something for you. Now, I don't know if I think that's the number one theory, but I understand why people immediately went there.
Right. But
you think there's nothing to it?
No, I think it's a bunch of random ping pong balls that land in a certain way. And I think flattening the odds is insane, by the way. The NBA has to get rid of that system.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
They're destroying parity in the league. Because the second year in a row, a double-digit seed has got number one. So I think the NBA, honestly, I think the one thing people was like, oh, okay, the Mavericks got Cooper Flagg. This is Billy a champion. There's a long way to go to Billy. I don't even know that Cooper Flagg's the best player in this draft. Like, everyone's getting so excited about him. It's not Shaq coming into the Magic. That's the other thing, too.
Okay, well, that's a once-in-a-generation thing. But I ask you, who would fans, the league, in terms of, you love talking about primetime games, you know, we're talking about that with the NFL now. The NFL's a different calculus, but you talk about marketable people and people you can sell. Who was the most famous basketball player in college? Like, it was rare that we even had a star that became such a household name. You're telling me that Ace Bailey walks down the street in Milwaukee and they know who he is?
Right,
no
but Cooper could have judged up any franchise. Why Dallas?
Well, that's where you get into the theories. And I'm curious if people out there believe it at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Again, we're in a tough spot. I want to be like, there is a journalism part of like my life that I want to be fair. And I've talked to those same people who've been in the room and seen the ping pong balls. I've also worked at the NBA, and it's a huge, huge industry.
Huge, incompetent company, by the way. Fully incompetent, like wildly incompetent.
Well,
the fact that they're brilliant enough to pull that off, get out of here.
Well, if you think they've been doing it since 1985, they got a lot of practice. But
I don't, and I don't think, honestly, I was watching, again, it's the replay reviews. I'm like, they can pull off this massive conspiracy, but they can't figure out if it hits a dude's leg within 6 minutes.
I mean, fair. But I think that when you realize the breadth and depth of this league, how many people worldwide are relying on this, making their money off of this, how many economies are changed in an instant because of these ping pong balls, it makes you wonder, how do you leave this up to chance? And you're right. The NFL, it's just whoever sucks the worst and they get the number one pick.
They're killing it.
There's not a perfect thing here, but when it comes to the NBA, I think people believe that they manipulate things. There's a reason why Scott Foster is a household name as a referee. Tim Donaghy scandal makes people think that something weird is going on. The NBA at times has not done themselves favors because it feels like there's logic. Now, we're talking about Cooper Flagg going to the Mavs and whether you think now that the lottery is rigged. Here's two more theories I saw out there last night. Not just that, hey, Lakers need a star, Mavs do us this solid trade. Maybe they wanted to trade him anyway. Maybe they didn't have to be strong-armed into this, and we'll give you Cooper Flagg. I think there's another one. New owners in Dallas, casino magnates. Yeah. Maybe behind the scenes they actually were threatening to move the team to Las Vegas. Not outright. They've never said anything like this publicly, so this is where you got to go a little dark, deep behind the scenes. Maybe they were, and they said, listen, we want a star now that's younger than Anthony Davis, younger than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's got baggage. He can be a little harder to promote. Give us a fresh slate with a young, fresh-faced guy. So that could be one. And then the other, the Mavericks owners really want to get sports betting into Texas in a way that is massive, right? Texas, California still don't have that, like these legalized sports betting, like sports books that you walk in, or they don't have legalized betting, like you can't get FanDuel or DraftKings there. So to build a casino, to build a resort, to build a new stadium, an owner may say, hey, we just spent $3.5 billion for this team. And on top of it, we want a new arena. And on top of it, this. And on top of it, that. And look at what we're going to do. Can we be rewarded with the top pick?
So why they trade Luka for peanuts then, if all that was going on?
Maybe it's two theories together. Maybe the Lakers needed a star, and also Dallas needed a little cherry on top because of all the investment that these owners are going to make into the Dallas Metroplex area.
That seems like a direct conflict. Like, all the reasons you describe don't ring true because they traded Luka. To me, I was like, well if you want all those things, then don't trade your best player for peanuts.
Maybe they actually do feel like Luka's not going to hold up.
Or is there a possibility that maybe this all just happened?
Wait a minute. Just happened?
Yeah, no. And also, too, there was a theory like Adelson, the owner, his family wants to move it to Vegas. That's been shot down by a lot of reporters, too.
Yeah, that's why I said behind the scenes they were threatening to move the team.
Right, right. But we know the NBA secretly wants that expansion fee badly.
That's why Major League Baseball feels like they made a big mistake. They should have just expanded the league to Vegas rather than moving the Oakland A's.
They definitely, the NBA owners are not going to let anyone move to Vegas.
No, you expand to Vegas because then you owners automatically cash in.
But it's funny. It's really hard to carry any of the conspiracy theories true without running into a little bit of logic problem because of the bizarre Luka trade. I just think it's so funny.
It's connected. It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure Silver called Nico Harrison and was like, dude, here's what you're going to do. It's crazy. Luka for Anthony Davis and no draft picks, It's got to be, huh?
So I think there's two things that's at play here, and I'd love to hear from our audience. We're on in Dallas right now, so I imagine everyone's just thrilled. And honestly, for Mavs fans, thrilled for you. But two questions. One, do you think the draft is rigged? And two, do the Mavs actually deserve Cooper Flagg? And I'm sorry, that's for people outside of Dallas. For the Utahs and the Washingtons and the Brooklyns and there are no Brooklyn fans, but you know what I'm saying. Do they deserve it? The fans do, but Nico Harrison, these owners, they deserve Flagg. They deserve a shot at another generational star. Doesn't feel right. Feels like they're getting bailed out.
Yeah, it's called ping pong balls. I don't know what to tell you. Did Atlanta deserve Richashe?
Maybe.
Who knows? Honestly, the other thing, too, is the Mavs are building this really impressive young team. Man, they are stuck in a crazy West right now. The Spurs, forget it. I think, honestly, a bigger headline is the Spurs get the number two pick.
Spurs get the number two pick. We'll talk about that.
Is that a conspiracy or is that just luck? That one, I'm not sure.
I don't know how deep it goes, Pearl.
But that is now all of a sudden they're a powerhouse. You got the Thunder. You got the T-Wolves who are super young. Can they give some of these guys to the East?
How about some potentially 6'11" Greek god who may be also on his way to the Western Conference?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giannis?
Right, exactly. So the balance of power, Dallas, even if the best case scenario happens with Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and Cooper Flagg, they are in a battle royale of super teams in the West now. I mean, you know who I feel bad for? The Phoenix Suns.
Oh, well, they botched that. That new owner got nothing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, a big 3-8, what it used to be in the West, it is going to be a brutal conference moving forward. And the East, we'll get into later, just got much worse last night. So all of a sudden, you're going to have your varsity and junior varsity conferences. It's going to be a wild scene.
Yeah, to me, though, the Flagg situation is not just about... how do you maximize Anthony Davis and Kyrie? Makes the trade look a little better. But it's really about the future for Dallas. It was Luka, now it's Flagg. And Dallas gets to pass a torch, and not the way they probably thought, but they get to pass a torch from one superstar to another. You had Dirk, then Luka, and now Flagg.
But the future only, in the NBA, the only thing that matters is winning a title. It's a ring culture. So the question is, and I just think that everything looks so great now. It's I think Mavs fans are thinking championship, right? You better be. But I don't know. I think there's a long way to go because I don't trust Nico Harrison. I know you think he has Adam Silver in his left ear, but I just do not trust this team because that trade was so bad with Luka. Imagine he could have Luka and Cooper Flagg. I think, actually, I don't know.
Well, no, they would have made the playoffs. And not
really.
The
they were pretty bad.
888-710, that's true, Luke was hurt. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, so two things out there. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? We're not pointing specific fingers at any one person here, but do you think it's rigged? And two, do the Mavs deserve Flagg? You saw that and thought what? 888-710-4ISN. We will get to Jason Tatum, who was carried off the court yesterday in what looked like a non-contact injury that some are speculating could be something very, very serious. It did not look good. 2-3-1 leads in both of those series. The Knicks up 3-1 now over the Celtics and looking like they are in control with Tatum gone. And the T-Wolves turning a 2-point halftime deficit into a 20-point lead by the end of the third quarter, and they are up 3-1. 888-710-4ISN. Maggie Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, Baggy and Perloff Show. We are debating whether there was a conspiracy to help the Mavs get the number one pick in last night's NBA draft lottery. I was actually wondering, I have so many questions about this. Why don't they just conspirize through the years, not just this year, to have the big markets get all the stars, like the biggest? Why don't they make New York and LA and Chicago perennial champions then, if they can run the show?
Right, so I think a couple things. One, Dallas is a huge market, so I think that would fall into the theory of a big market getting a star last night.
But historically,
right,
Wemby
goes to San Antonio,
Orlando, Palo Bancaro.
So first of all, I think you have those are also destinations generally for free agents. So like when Giannis, when this first started, that he wanted to leave Milwaukee, small market. Who were the first names on the list? L.A., New York, and Miami.
That's because he said that, I think, to right, a reporter, right?
Right. So it's like, yeah, he may end up in San Antonio. He may end up in a smaller market, but...
So the lottery, they don't need the lottery to get the stars there.
The Lakers just had Luka fall out of the sky.
So why'd they give Patrick Ewing to the Knicks?
Well, I think they wanted the New York market. Back in 1985, Pearl, I don't even know where free agency was in 85.
So, okay.
We're talking about modern time. Not now, that 85 wasn't modern, but you know
you
what
just said Dallas was a big market. So which is it?
So I think it's not one size fits all, like any good conspiracy
In other words,
theory.
It might just be random.
Well,
I know ping pong balls floating in the air.
Do you think that LeBron James going to the Cavs was random?
Maybe that one was fixed.
Okay, so if you believe that one is, then I hate to do the rabbit hole slippery slope, then you have to think everything's on the table.
No, I saw these two lawyers standing by the ping pong balls last night. I was like, oh, they are not fixing this. Those guys are not messing around.
Yeah, they're the same people who messed up the Oscars. They're not infallible.
Nobody messed up the Oscars. The woman read the wrong card.
They gave her the wrong envelope. Wasn't it the same thing, Ernst & Young? Saying that chain of command, things happen. Things get weird. Mike is in Dallas. We're asking you today two questions. One, do you think the lottery is rigged? Perloff, staunch no. Me? You betcha. Two, did Dallas deserve to get Cooper Flag? Mike, what do you think?
Well, do you ever get the feeling everything's going on a lot more than we think it is?
Sounds like the intro to the X-Files. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, the thing that I don't like about it, Maggie, is initially when they traded Luka, it was at midnight on Friday. You know, it was a news dump story, and they never shopped him around.
Yeah, so, it was egregious.
I mean, and so anyone who would make that big of a mistake would get fired, unless you had some kind of ultimate master plan. I don't know.
Right.
But regardless.
Right. So, well, here's the thing about that, Mike. I see where you're going, right? How did Nico Harrison, the GM, keep his job even for 5 minutes after you realized that he got completely hosed on this trade? It's a fair question. Well, I think there's an answer there. One, the owner has to sign off on it. He can't, you know, Nico can't do this unilaterally. And two, I think firing him right after, I thought that he'd at least get a couple months. I don't know. Where they could all, listen, they all publicly came out and were behind the trade and leaking to every reporter who had a pen and paper how much a disaster Luka was behind the scenes in terms of being out of shape, not being serious. They had real concerns about his body holding up.
Huka.
Yes.
So,
thank you, Bugs.
But just to play it out, so you probably agree that they didn't fire Nico because they knew they were winning the lottery?
I'm open to the idea that there could have been a little quid pro quo here. Mm. I'm open to that idea. I'm not cutting it off. Daniel's in Fort Worth. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. I think clearly the NBA is rigged. There's no way that we go from the most disastrous trade, not only in sports history, but obviously the NBA history. And then in the same year, within a span of 3 months, the Mavericks have never moved up in the draft, not one position ever in the history of their franchise since 1980. And then we move up and take another generational talent. I think clearly anybody with a brain can see that this is fixed. Do I think that Adam Silver colluded with Nico Harrison? No, I don't think that happened. I think this was a way for the NBA to save a franchise and inject life into the Dallas Mavericks fans and keep them from running in droves. And I am a Mavericks fan.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of answers your second question. Like, does Dallas deserve this? Well, does Nico Harrison and Dumont deserve it? Absolutely not. Those guys deserve something I can't say on the radio. But do the Mavericks fans deserve this? Yes, because we had our guts ripped out of our stomach 3 months ago due to incompetence.
Yeah. Daniel, it's a solid call all the way around.
Well, let me ask, what about all the other fan bases who did win the lottery? Aren't they all, don't you need to save those fan bases? I mean, I'm assuming Jazz fans are pretty upset right now.
Yeah, but they didn't have, you know, Karl Malone and John Stockton weren't just traded to the Lakers 3 months ago for a bag of balls.
Right, but you're gutting about eight franchises. Like, what, or is the NBA not worried about those franchises? Like, why Dallas? I'm just curious, because it was so dramatic that how they lost Luka?
I mean, you can't ignore the fact that Dallas, this was the biggest story, and as Daniel said, rightfully, this may go down as the worst trade in the history of sports, and then all of a sudden it feels like a bailout comes right behind you so that Mavs fans can feel better, and also so that the franchise can continue to have a face that's not Anthony Davis, who's, you know, oft injured. And again, Kyrie can be problematic. You're one tweet away from Kyrie being a massive story in a negative way.
But what about fans in Charlotte, Utah, Washington, New Orleans, Brooklyn, Toronto? Aren't they Portland? Aren't they all a little turned off right now? Why would the NBA Don't they need to save those fan bases too? You picked Washington as
yep,
your team.
Yep, I did. It's called prioritizing. I mean, that's the only thing I can give you. I thought Washington made a lot of sense. I thought there was a little bit of a renaissance. It's also a big market. Jaden Daniels, they're trying to get this resurrection. I was obviously wrong.
I love that you don't even have an inch of a smile on your face right now.
No, I do not. I'm dead serious. But here's the other part. You're talking about, you know, like when you have an agent, right, and agents work, they have more than one client. So a lot of times what agents will do is they'll say, hey, I can put one client here and then I can put another client here, right? So you're trying to spin multiple plates and keep people happy in different ways. And in some ways, this kind of does that. You get a star in LA in Luka who can take the torch from LeBron James. Lakers continue their incredible run of getting stars that fall into their lap. And then you also get Dallas who appears to have a lot at stake here in terms of, again, sports gambling, new arenas, whatever they're going to be doing in Dallas. It kind of feels like everyone sort of gets what they want.
Except for a lot
Utah,
of other teams.
Charlotte, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but there's, I'm sorry to jump in, but like as Maggie said, like there's, we also don't know all the behind the scenes stuff that changes the list of priorities. Like maybe the Blazers, you know, whatever, it's not their time. They don't deserve it yet in the NBA's eyes. But the Mavs have this new owner. There's the whole casino angle. Now they don't have Luka, so they get Cooper Flagg. I mean, we underestimated how badly the league fell for Dallas. We should have seen this coming. Us conspiracy theorists, we should have seen
1.8%
that this was on the table.
And I think everybody, by the way, we all had different teams. I think everybody made a good case for their team.
But I thought the Nets, like literally, I thought the Nets having a 9% chance was too obvious so that they couldn't, that they weren't going to win the lottery. And we went to 1.8. So
yeah,
the NBA knows
before.
No bounds.
Yeah, it happened last year. It actually seems to, was it? Again, possible just the way ping pong balls fly. I'm just throwing out that crazy, wacky
theory. It's a combination of ping pong balls, right? You need to have a certain combo.
Yeah.
It's like unlocking some kind of like safe. It's not like all the ping pong balls have like the picture of the,
right.
the
random logo
on it, and then you pick one out. It's like, hey,
but that would have been good TV if your code actually opened a safe and Cooper Flagg was waiting inside.
But like, let me just ask. I'm sorry. Why doesn't the NBA have an
alive?
Issue?
He's alive.
Yeah,
right?
They got air in there.
Okay.
Does the NBA have an issue with Brooklyn being totally irrelevant? Like, isn't that a bit of a problem for
the
league?
I'm a little surprised that the Nets didn't end up in the top three.
Well, can I just tell you, this is where bigger markets tend to attract stars. Like, we've talked about Giannis could possibly
play. Trade for Giannis.
So, and I know that you're saying, well, Dallas is a big market, right? But things changed in Dallas very quickly back in February.
Well, it feels like you can fit any theory to hit your theory.
Yes.
Well.
Look at how that worked
That's
out.
That's why it's the perfect theory from every angle.
This
Maggie's
Dallas
never
is a big
wrong.
Market, but they, big markets don't need the lottery help, except for this because
they trade away Luka. Pearl, it's right there.
But if Dallas
has
a big market, they can get free agents anyway.
But you're also making our point because you're saying all the reasons that are quote-unquote obvious why it's not rigged and why the NBA is doing this legitimately, and they make just as much sense as us.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, Washington has a new arena. Like, they could have gotten somebody. Charlotte wants a new arena.
That's what the NBA
like,
wants.
Everybody in the top 10 desperately needed Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just Dallas.
Listen, you got to pick sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a hard choice.
Okay, explain Philly at 3. That one I'd love.
That one
hear.
I don't like.
That one sucks.
I mean, maybe they throw that one in there to try to get us off the scent. Maybe they're trying to cover their tracks by no one likes the Sixers, but we give them number 3. It looks like the ping pong balls.
It feels like
just
a 3
in their favor.
A 3-star draft. I'll tell you right now, a lot of those other teams could have used a star.
Agreed.
We see you guys on the phones. We're asking you 2 questions today. Do you believe the NBA draft is rigged? And 2, the draft lottery is rigged. And 2, do the Mavs deserve Cooper Flagg? Hold tight. We'll get to you. Bogus is here with all the latest. We had some big news, unfortunately, injury news from last night.
All the headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Next stop, a parade down the Canyon of Heroes here in Manhattan. The Knicks with a fairly clear path now to the NBA Finals. Where they'd encounter a Western Conference team beat up by that gauntlet. The Celtics, for sure, no match for Bridges and the boys.
Brunson, sidestep into the corner. It's Bridges, drives down the lane, fadeaway from the dotted line. It's good at the end of the shot clock. largest lead for New York, 111-104. It's a 7-point lead with 3:21 to go. Timeout, Joe Mazzulla.
Tyler Murray on Knicks Radio.
He's good.
Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns with 23 points apiece in support of Jalen Brunson's 39 and 12 assists. The Knicks pulling away for a 121-113 win at MSG and a 3-1 series lead. And they probably don't need to deal with Jason Tatum anymore in this series. The Celtic star seems to suffer an Achilles injury in the final moments last night. As expected, no concrete update post-game from Joe Mazzulla.
I just asked him how he was doing, so I'll get the MRI tomorrow, and you know, we'll see what it is.
I think the last time we saw Tatum last night in a wheelchair in utter despair being taken down the tunnels at MSG.
That was tough. That was a tough scene.
Yeah, his reaction, even the most staunch anti-Boston person, it's hard, or anti-Duke or whatever, it's hard not to feel for him at that point. And also, he was killing it last night.
He was bawling out.
Bucket for bucket.
I got to tell you one thing. I've been thinking about this. Like, Tatum had a big game, but man, he killed them too in the third quarter. When he started chucking up those threes, then they couldn't get... The Knicks got into transition off of that. He was 1-for-6-for-3 in the third quarter, and that's when the Knicks exploded. Like, they know that Tatum's going to get hot, but they also know that Tatum is not going to get hot. Where are the rest of the Celtics? Like, where's the rest of the team?
Brown was not good. I mean, Brown is nothing. Derek White's not having the same impact that he had before.
Yeah, Drew Holiday's
can only
got
play,
old.
You know, limited minutes and
didn't start. Porzingis and Horford are terrible. By the way, the Celtics have no chance now, right? Are we going no chance? Is that say? I know you can't comment.
I'm going to stay quiet.
Because Jaylen Brown looks like he's stuck in cement.
Yeah, I mean, the path is they had this big rally in game 5 for Tatum, and then the Knicks choke game 6, and then you're back in Boston in game 7, and who knows what happens.
I thought the Warriors were going to use that same logic, and I was proven wrong.
Up until halftime, you were... feeling good, but then after the third quarter, no.
Also, one more thing. I don't think the Knicks were going to lose that game if Tatum was healthy because they've been so much better in the fourth quarter than the Celtics. Radically better.
I don't know. The way that Jason Tatum was playing, the way that they were switching Karl Anthony Towns on him and trying to get Jalen Brunson on him, I think he could have gotten hot late in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, but the game was up for grabs.
I think if the Knicks are within 10 points, that's a Knicks W no matter what. Because they're so much better in the fourth quarter.
You met the 24-25 Knicks?
Well, they have been amazing closing games, though.
Well, they are just so much better in the fourth quarter than the Celtics. It's huge.
Well, really, it's Brunson and Bridges who've been amazing in the fourth quarter. In this series, Brunson is
obvious. It just thinks that they were just throwing haymakers at each other, and that's how it ended up with Jason Tatum writhing in pain.
I think the Knicks win it. By the way, I don't want to hear the Knicks won this because of Jason Tatum's injury. I think the Knicks outplayed the Celtics.
Well, he got hurt with 3 minutes left to go. Well, again, I actually did think the game was still in the balance.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue it, but definitely the Knicks deserve full credit. I mean, they outplayed them last night.
Yeah, I mean, and the highlight I played goes into a timeout. They come out of the timeout, and the turnover is when Tatum gets hurt and OG dunks, and they're up by 9. I'm with you. Like, they're winning that game last night. Like, they're up 3-1 before Tatum gets hurt. So, like, maybe there's one last little scare from Boston in that game, but the game was already won in my mind last night, which means the series is already won.
I don't want to jinx your Knicks, but
I do.
The Bogus and I are trying to wrap our head around Maggie. Are we going to be able to deal with the Knicks fans here if they win the whole thing? It's already a gigantic fear.
Maddie's being very classy today.
Yeah. Except he's literally wearing like 4 layers of Knicks gear.
Well, you know,
I patted him on the back.
Well, do you want me to just come naked then? Like, I don't. What do you want me to do?
No.
What do you want me to do, bro?
Why are you wearing a Knicks puffer jacket right now? It's the middle of May.
Because it was 50 degrees in the morning. What are you talking about? Did you walk outside?
I did. My jacket's not 4 layers thick like yours is.
How thick do you
I couldn't
think
even feel
is?
Your body when
this
I patted you on the back this morning to congratulate
that's
on the win.
Because of my giant back, because I'm so buff.
No. It was soft and fluffy, not muscular.
All these lat pull downs, son. Go Knicks.
Sorry, son.
Lat pull down.
The Warriors, by the way, continue to play and lose without Steph Curry. Now in a 3-1 hold of the T-Wolves after a 117-110 home loss, Golden State did lead by 2 at intermission, but then got boat raced in the third quarter, 39-17. Here's Steve Kerr.
They kept scoring, and we couldn't score, so we just lost our ability to connect the game there in that third quarter, and they got loose, and that was the difference in the game.
Anthony Edwards scoring 16 of his 30 in that third. Curry not expected to return from his hamstring injury for game 5 tomorrow. I will say one thing about the lottery. I'll take half a point on the fact that the Jazz and the Wizards ended up at 5-6, despite sharing the best record or the best chance at number one. So they were kept far away from that top pick.
Yeah,
which,
that was
which I thought.
Most of the energy here was the Jazz and the Wizards and the Nets were going to win.
Yeah.
And they weren't even close.
No, not even a little bit.
And what people believe is a three-person draft, they're sitting outside. Although I think that's going to change. I think there's more guys.
Yeah, I mean, my Sixers thread wants Con Knipple because they only watch a Duke. But Knipple was going to go 5 or 6. I think he'll be okay.
Well, hey, maybe he'll be a Brooklyn Net.
I think he will. I mean, I think they're right. They're right in the range for him.
The other dude, I can never say his last name, the center, measured ridiculously yesterday at the combine. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's 7 foot barefoot, no sneakers, and he can, and he's got like a basically like a 9.5 foot standing reach. That guy is insane.
I thought you were going to say he's got a giant, like a 9 foot foot, and I thought, oh, Maggie got the Maggie foot.
So we share shoes.
This is a very good.
But that
draft.
Makes sense for him. He's 7'2".
Yeah. Ah, fair enough.
It does seem like this is the year to win the lottery, or all these teams.
You think?
It's going to be a really good draft.
The draft bust.
Last year was terrible. This year is going to be really good.
More NFL scheduled tidbits last night. The Eagles will host the Bears on Black Friday night. Broncos at Chiefs on Christmas night. Both those games are on Amazon Prime. The Edmonton Oilers blanked Vegas last night, 3-0, after the Hurricanes fought off the Capitals, 5-2. Edmonton and Carolina now have 3-1 series lead. Quick baseball score, the Royals staying hot. A 7-5 win in Houston. They've taken 8 of their last 10. Bobby Witt Jr., 2 more RBI in that one. Guys, back to you.
I took my jacket off, Bogus. Is this better? I've got my Jalen Brunson,
yes.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, your holy trinity of man crushes.
Can I get an amen?
You realize it's only going to get worse. 888-710-4ISN.
I've literally never been here before. So
how do we get EJ stuck in Mexico? How does that work?
476. I know. EJ's on his way to Mexico right now. But in
ESPN
the chat.
ESPN Deportes, brother.
YouTube.com.
Get ready to learn Spanish, buddy.
Infinity Sportsnet. Twitch.tv/Infinity Sports Network. We're on X at Maggie Great. We see you guys on the phones asking you a simple question, not a simple answer. You think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? It's M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big, big night in the NBA. Before the games even got underway, you had the Dallas Mavericks winning the NBA draft lottery in a stunner. Only had a 1.8% chance. Obviously, they were the center of the basketball world for all the wrong reasons, Pearl, because they traded away Luka Doncic, and there was so much backlash from the fans and the media and everything. They were sunk, and now here comes Cooper Flagg, presumably, the phenom from Duke, to inject new life into the franchise that Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving didn't exactly have.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was obviously the hope that Kyrie and Anthony Davis would be healthy next year and they'd be a contender. Now it's really interesting. I feel like this team's on a bit of a razor's edge, though, because, as you said, Anthony Davis always gets hurt. Kyrie Irving is also always gets hurt. Yep. And then you have this young Cooper Flagg who's still so young. Like, what's the time? It reminds me a little bit of Luka stuck out there with LeBron. Like, short term, is this going to work? I thought there was a lot of pressure on the Lakers to make it work on the short term, and it did not.
Yeah.
I'm curious, are we going to look at Dallas and say, if they come up short next year, are we going to say, oh, man, this didn't work out? You know how we are. We might not. I understand, like, Cooper Flagg should be there a decade, but we tend to not look ahead of a decade. We're probably going to judge this team pretty harshly next year.
I actually have an analogy that I think works, but I want to get to our pal Jay, who's in Nashville. Jay, we're asking, do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged?
Well, Maggie, Mom Jeans, and Mick Pimpin, the question is basically, do you now realize the NBA is telling you to your face, we're going to do whatever we want to do, and even in your face, and you're going to like it?
Yeah.
And really, they shouldn't call it the NBA lottery anymore. They just call it the Showcase Showdown or Times Square Three Card Monty, basically, because they're playing mind games with everybody they think they are. But come on, we're not stupid. They're kind of insulting our intelligence by thinking, oh, it's not rigged. Not even rigged. They're just doing what they want to do. But really, I called in for Knicks fans and all that. And what's up, Manny? And I know EJ ain't there right now. But look. Only thing, hey, best advice I can give y'all right now, because I'm 51 years old and I've never seen the Knicks win a championship. But don't start feeling yourself. You know what I mean? Don't start feeling yourself. Keep your hard hat and your work boots on.
And those are Timberlands.
You keep your Tim boots on, the real Tim boots, not some fake ones that they be wearing around here sometimes. But into the U.S. military, I hope you got the National Guard on deck if they do win, especially if they win in New York. You know what I mean? And during the parade, you better have, like, SEAL Team 6 or the Rambo himself.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
Jay,
or the 100 men that's supposed to fight the gorilla, you better have him on set, too.
So the 100 men fighting the gorilla. Bars, I love that. Everyone has got to get called in that day. They need extra backup. But you just told Manny, don't get too big. Don't start looking ahead. Meanwhile, you're telling him to bring the National Guard in for the parade.
If it happens, I'm saying, because come on, man, have you seen, like, some of the video? They're just barely winning these playoff games, and it's going insane, but...
I mean, let's not bring up the loss to the Pacers last year.
Because we're starving. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, well, and they're desperate, Jay. And thank you for the phone call.
I've been desperate all my life.
Here, the Manny Rodriguez story. lonely, desperate, and cold.
Name of my documentary.
So... Pearl, back to the draft lottery, though. Jay is saying this feels blatant in our faces. Nothing will be as more blatant as giving the Cavaliers LeBron James. This one feels like it's in that category. JT's in Atlanta. JT, what do you think, sir?
This is, obvious. And this is the thing. Pearl, I don't know how you could not believe that this is rigged. Because, again, this is not the first example. We could go back to the coin flip for Magic over the phone. They were like, oh, let's see what it is. Oh, heads, Lakers, look at you guys. You won. This is so obvious. Like you said, Maggie, LeBron going to Cleveland. Going to Chicago. When LeBron leaves, they get the number one for Kyrie. When Davis leaves, they get number one for, the Pelicans get the number one the next season. Right. There's always been this history of pacification for certain teams that suffer some sort of hardship the year before, or that the league wants to kind of have an agenda that, you know, you want to play the hometown guy playing for the hometown team. And it's just obvious. Like you said, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is just a blatant, like, hey. And going back, looking at it in 2020, we should have all known, like, if you were dating a stripper and she cheated on you, you're like, dang, that was probably obvious, right? Like, that was going to happen. This is the same thing. We all knew that this was going to happen. Like, how do we not know that Nico still got his job? How? Why? For what? Because something else is coming down the road. And it's just obvious to everybody that the draft, I don't know about the rest of the league being rigged, but this part draft. Of it,
you know, there's
who goes where?
Yeah, JT, can I also add a few more reasons why the NBA doesn't get the benefit of the doubt here? And thank you for the call. And listen, Perloff is staunch, saying this is just chance and ping pong balls, and that's a fine way to think. But there's other things that I think the NBA doesn't help itself. How they handled the Donaghy scandal, you know, which could have been way bigger. I think they really got involved there. There's a theory that it is actually David Stern who ended up leaking the story to the New York Times to get out and get out in front of it before they had a chance to have to answer some really tough questions from, I don't know if it's the FBI that was investigating, but another governmental body. The second thing is when David Stern nixed the trade of Chris Paul to the Lakers. You know, like
right,
the NBA
because,
gets involved in weird ways here that
right,
beyond
right.
just the draft, you make it makes it feel like they've manipulated pieces on the chessboard.
Well, they were controlling, was it the Hornets?
Yeah.
They were actually, the league was controlling that team. And again, I always think of that Chris Paul, like, okay, so they didn't let a great player go to the Lakers. So how does that fit your theory?
I'm just saying, I don't know, but because I think they wanted to.
It's the exact opposite of everything we're saying here. They wouldn't let they wouldn't let the Lakers become a dynasty by kiboshing that trade.
Because I think they were probably worried that if they took Chris Paul at that point away from the Hornets, that there would be a real problem with that value of that franchise potentially dropping.
They took him away anyway.
I don't have all the inner workings of the paperwork here. I'm just telling you, we know the league got involved.
Well,
and it felt like it was
right,
weird.
Because they were actually the league.
They were running the team.
Yeah, they were the GM of the team.
Which also feels really weird.
Well, that was a weird situation because the ownership was in limbo, right?
Yeah, it was like George Shin, I believe, was the name
of the owner. Yeah, there wasn't much. That was a very unique situation. But then again, if this was a conspiracy league, they definitely would have given Chris Paul the Lakers. I mean,
well, instead, Pau Gasol went to the Lakers.
A child could put that conspiracy together.
So Kobe got Pau Gasol right after, you know? So, again, 888-710-4ISN. We all know that ended well. 888-710-4476. Do you think the draft lottery is rigged? We're going to talk to our big Mavs fan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.